Hachette Audio presents The Nearness of You. Written by Dorothy Garlock. Read by Bailey Carr. Prologue. Hooper's Crossing, New York. May 1937. Sarah Denton lifted a damp blanket from the wicker basket at her feet and draped it across the clothesline, careful to smooth away any wrinkles, before clipping it in place with wooden pins. Shirts hung next to tablecloths, napkins, bedspreads, and so on down the line. The spring air was filled with the scent of detergent and bleach. High above, the early afternoon sun shone brightly in a nearly cloudless sky. The blowing breeze was soft, unable to move the washings, but strong enough to stir the newly budded leaves on tree branches. Ladybugs momentarily lit on the line, their red and black shells standing out in stark contrast with the white fabric, before again taking flight. Bees weaved between the stalks of flowers, birds collected twigs, looking for the perfect place to build a nest. Sarah didn't have that problem. Her nest was right here. Her family's two-story home wasn't much, but it was theirs. Sure, it had its share of problems, pipes that shook when the spigots were opened in winter, a staircase that creaked with every step, a jam that hadn't been set quite right, making it impossible to shut the door. And from where she stood in the backyard, Sarah could see the spot just below the eaves where the squirrels squeezed their way into the attic. But for all of its faults, the house was as cozy and comfortable as a favorite sweater. She knew every inch by heart. It was crammed full of memories, of laughter, of good meals around the table in their cramped dining room. It was lined with photographs, holiday decorations, and boxes of toys. It was... A sudden lancing pain in her temple ended Sarah's reverie. It was so intense that she had to steady herself on the clothesline. Fortunately, it quickly lessened. The truth was, she hadn't been feeling well all morning. Most likely, she needed a glass of water and to lie down for a while. But there was still the half-full basket of laundry that needed to be hung. First, she would finish her chores, then she could take some time to rest. That is, if Lily would let her. As if in answer, Sarah's 6-year-old daughter burst from the back door, the screen banging against the side of the house, before leaping off the porch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?